That's right. This is a second date update brought to you by 1-800 Injured the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get the second date, Bethune Law Firm will cut you a check for $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Jabari,
what's up, brother? How can I help you?
What's going on, man? I've been looking for Layla. She left me. I've been trying to get her back.
Jabari, you sound like you're actively looking for her right now. Jabari. Are you running in her subdivision?
What you doing, Jabari? You walking or something?
I am. I came to buy something nice if y'all can get me this second date.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So tell us about what's the young lady name again? I heard you say it.
Layla.
Layla? Okay. All right. So tell us what's going on. What happened? Did anything happen? Do you not know what happened? Or is just she just went cold feet on you?
Cold feet. No phone calls. No text messages. Nothing.
And you don't know why?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What was y'all relationship like? What was y'all interaction like?
Yeah.
Before that, good interaction, good energy. But all of a sudden, it was just like she just disappeared. She had like everything was okay, but now it's just like nothing.
How long y'all been dating?
About 6 weeks.
About 6 weeks. Okay. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get Layla on the phone, Jabari. We'll cue you in. Don't say nothing until we do that because we're going to try to get as much information out of her as we can. Okay?
Okay.
All right. In 6 weeks, you're dating somebody, Shamia, and suddenly they go cold feet, just disappear. Well,
okay, so he said he met her at the mall. Maybe she was looking for a come up, you know, for him to spend a little something on her shopping, and then they hung out a little bit, and he stopped cutting check or something. I don't know.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Layla, please?
Hi, this is she.
Hey, Layla, good morning. Nothing serious. I just want to see if I could talk to you for a few minutes. Do you have time to speak?
Yes, I do. Who is this?
Hey, listen, this is the Streets Morning Takeover, Young Jock, Shamia, and Shouty. We're calling. This is a morning show on Streets 94.5, and we have a segment on the show called Second Date Update. And we just want to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you currently seeing anyone right now?
I was dating, but not really.
Not really?
Yeah.
What do you mean, not really, and what's dating?
Well, I was dating a guy not too long ago, but I decided that's not really what I want. But, okay, so why are you asking me this?
Okay, so the segment is Second Date Update. Usually what happens, someone calls us and says, hey, you know, here's someone I was dating. I really missed them. Can you help hook me back up?
Right.
So basically, a gentleman by the name of Jabari called us and said Oh, she did laugh. Why did you
Layla,
laugh?
What's that laugh for?
Because it's crazy. That's the guy who I was just talking about.
Okay, so you want to tell us about this guy you was just talking about? What's up with Jabari?
Well, I met Jabari at the mall one day. Well, we started kind of like conversing a little bit over the phone here and there. We vibe really, really well. Like, you know how you meet somebody and you think like, oh my God, that's Mr. Perfect.
All right, so what happened? Get to the story now. We trying to understand why you done curved this man.
Girl, okay, long story short, I went to his house and it was just like weird stuff. It was just real weird. He had like a sunroom and he had like this turban on his head. And I don't know, I think he's into like this weird religion thing where he kind of like prays his ancestors or something. I don't know,
what?
But it's too much for me.
Hold on, yes. Wait, let me ask you a question. Did he have any like beads? Does he wear like colored beads or anything like that? Like a
yes. You know exactly the one I'm talking about. And then you know how they have some of them with like the little crosses and stuff on them. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I can't even explain it.
Jack, you know about this?
I believe she's. I want to say it's Ife or something like that. Is that?
Yeah,
Ife. I went to school with a girl named Ife.
No. No, I think that's what, I don't know if that's who they pray to. I don't know if that's the religion, but I know it's kind of.
Y'all better cut it out.
No, seriously, they pray to their ancestors and whatnot. But anyway, so, okay, so you saw him doing that, and what happened?
It just kind of freaked me out. So
he did that with you there?
Yes, like I seen on the stove, it was like a pot full of like little stuff. You know how you get that gut feeling or something? Like,
you had a feeling he was going to use you as a sacrificial lamb.
Yes, and I don't need nobody putting no
okay, so listen, because we don't have a lot of time. This is what we're going to do. We got Jabari on the phone. Let's see what he's talking about.
Oh, my God.
Jabari.
What happened, Layla? I thought we was doing good, baby.
I was a little nervous. I didn't know what to expect, and that was just a lot for me. And I'm a Christian, so I don't believe in that kind of stuff. So it just scared me a little bit.
Why you just ain't tell me? Why we didn't talk about that?
Because I didn't know how you might take it.
So what, if you don't mind, Jabari, what is this religion you speaking of?
I really don't want to get into it. I just have to make sacrifices so I can be protected. My ancestors.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
well,
wow. Can y'all just keep religion out of it, though? Why does religion have to be, be the focal point? Y'all just getting to know each other. Can't y'all just get to know each other without adding your religions to it?
I mean, I don't see how you could do that. Okay, so what is it going to be, Layla? You going to give them a second date or what?
I mean, honestly, I really kind of like Jabari. He's cool.
Okay.
But the religion thing is kind of big for me. You know, I'm a child of God, and yes. I don't want to be around that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay, that kind of stuff. Okay.
That sound like a no to me, y'all.
I believe in Jesus, and I don't think they believe in Jesus.
Hey, Layla, y'all and y'all fake Jesus, I got a whole nother conversation for that. But I don't have enough time and energy for that, so I'm going to just let y'all be.
So you saying y'all don't believe in Jesus?
Look up Efa.
No.
Oh, he just
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, late. Wow. We ain't gonna be able to hook y'all up with this $100 from 1-800 into the Bethune Law Firm. But in the meanwhile, stop going to people's house while they worshiping, Layla. Atlanta, y'all call us up 443-520-945. Let's talk about this. And then if any of y'all know about this religion, can y'all chime in? Again, that's 443-520-945. Hey, time, keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets, it's Streets 945.